You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 21st, 2023. Back after a fortnight's hiatus, 1 week hiatus really, but it means we've not been on for 2 weeks because of the internationals, but back this week with a vengeance. And with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How are you doing, Andy? Are you well?
I'm very well, thanks. I am doing A-okay. How are you, man?
Good. I mean, you can do the introduction to our guest here, and then we can talk about the main things that have happened since we last spoke on the podcast.
Absolutely, I've got the England game on. So we're recording this on Wednesday night, and I'm just in England go 3-1 up against Italy, so I can probably turn that off now. That match is done.
Who scored the third?
I don't know. I've just glanced at the screen and seen it's 3-1. I was too busy doing the intro to this, and you'll heard Mr. Chris Kelly. How are you doing, Chris?
Hello, I'm doing good, yeah. It was an interesting international break. Normally they're awful, but, you know, eventful one this time.
Yeah, was the reason you were asking about the England goal scorer there? Do you have any action on this right now that you're...
came in, so that's good. I'm guessing it was Phil Foden, where he at least got a shot.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
So good. Just came in. Good stuff.
Start the show with a winner. Love it. Talking about winners, Chris, you've got a lot to say in the recap section.
Yes, I do. I've got 6 things to say.
For this show. So let's get on with that nice and quickly. Unless, Gordo, there's anything you want to say particularly that doesn't relate to last week's show that's gone on. Scotland obviously qualified for the Euros, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I was just going to say that we'll be recording June 2024 from Gelsenkirchen, Hamburg, or any other nominated location that maybe we get dropped into. I've just got this feeling we're going to end up as the first game playing Germany, like we had in France 98 when we ended up playing Brazil.
Oh yeah, that was a great game though.
It was. Shouldn't have pissed them off by scoring.
You missed the preamble chat of me. Yeah. Being in Spain the week before and thinking of just getting a train over.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay. Nice.
So yeah, I could live report from there.
Yeah. That's what we're all about. We're sending many reporters. But yeah, that's the good stuff that's been happening in the international break. But yeah, international breaks for us, we just don't do podcasts because they're impossible. So excited to be back and excited to recap on a frankly ridiculous week by Mr. Chris Kelly. So, unfortunately, we'll let Andy kick off here.
Okay, I got my banker in. All right, wee man. Chill out.
Who was it?
It was Celtic against Kilmarnock. 1-5 for a Celtic win. Nice and easy. Paid out after 33 minutes when they went 2-0 up. And I think at the time you even gave me stick for this pick.
I did. I didn't like it.
Right, okay.
I gave you stick for the odds. I said I'd have picked it as my banker if it wasn't such a shite bag move.
What is going on? Have you guys got like a separate group chat tonight where it's just pile on me?
I think it's just funnier that way. Like, if you look at bad weeks, right, and this goes for anyone, so anyone who comes on the podcast, we wouldn't give a guest it really that tight, right, for having a bad week, right?
It got paid out after half an hour.
We just would. But when one of the hosts does, it's just funnier to give them a bit of a hard time about it. So, yeah, I'll move us on to one of the better kind of hosting decisions here. This was Real Madrid away at Girona, and I picked a banker that was at decent odds, not at, you know, Celtic away odds. This was 3-10, Real Madrid versus Osasuna. They won this game. So that's really all I have to say about it. Chris, would you like to recap your first of four?
Yeah, so it was also odds of 3-10. It was Bayer Leverkusen against Cologne, and comfortable win, 3-0. First of the early payouts coming in by the numbers banker, just went according to plan.
Superb. So banker treble coming good, which is what we always want to do every single show, and then take it from there. Unfortunately, I didn't take it anywhere from there. I had quite a terrible rest of the week, as the boys have already pointed out. My value pick lost. It was Dundee United away at Raith Rovers. The game ended a 1-1 draw. So Raith took the lead. Dundee United brought back to 1-1 with half an hour still to go. Couldn't find a winner. But I'll keep backing Dundee United this year if they're better than even money. I think that's a profitable move in the long term.
No worries. I should have taken this pick straight up and put it into the outsider slot. This was Laval away at Bordeaux, a game where I just couldn't see why they were 3-1, and they won the game 1-0 away from home. Way less of the ball, proper like sub 30% possession job with like 7 goal attempts, 3 on target throughout, versus like Bordeaux having all of it. But it's the number at the end that matters. And yeah, Laval top of the League Two, looking great, and for their promotion push at the moment to start with. So yeah, even money, just 10 to 11 actually, just under even money that this pick came in at. So yeah, was chuffed with that. Chris?
I couldn't see why Laval wasn't the straight one, but you know, it was good. So yeah, for me, we were in Netherlands. We had FC 20 at Fortuna Sittard. Yet another comfortable win, yet another 3-0, and another early payout. Nothing much to report. It was 20 dominated possession, dominated the shots on target. And yeah, won at 9-10.
Nice.
Superb
one.
Superb, Chris. Excellent. And brilliant pick as well, Gordo. That was excellent. A 3-1 winner. I know we double chanced it, but really good analysis and really good pick. Now on to the outsiders. And sometimes you're just wrong. I had Lingby away at Silkeborg. They lost this game 5-0. 4-0 down after 36 minutes. I shouldn't laugh. They got absolutely destroyed. And considering how well we've been doing at the outsiders in sort of the past season and a half, two seasons, I think I talked up quite a bit as well about our outsider performance and how good it had been. And then I'll follow up with this. So yeah, not good. Silkeborg 5, Lingby 0. So it didn't come in. We're 4-1. So it was
no, it was 5-0, not 4-1.
Which is the decimal odds of 5.
the most impressive part of this was that it was like, this was Friday night, wasn't it?
Like, this was
Friday night. So you were just like straight in it, guys, I've really fucked this. Like, right, great. but the good thing about outside.
What started we? It's also not the worst. I think was it
Cologne,
Dresden? I think I had against Cologne, and Cologne won 8-1. So that was a while ago, and it'll take some doing to beat that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Let's not talk about that again.
I mean, that's fine. We can move on with that. The good thing about outsiders was what I was going to say was if you get 2 out of 3. You know, you still get paid on them. And thankfully, the other couple of people on the podcast nailed their outsider. So I had a slightly shite baggy at the time, but drifted out to an acceptable level. Bodo away at Molde. And this was 11-5 or 21-10 when it kicked off. It was hovering around the 19-10 market for points, which made me feel physically sick. But they won this game 3-1. Lots of weird shit happened in this game, which is quite funny. They were 2-1 up at halftime in a pretty plain first half. 3 goals, but nothing terribly exciting. Then in the second half, they immediately after the break scored. Then each team missed a penalty, and then Bodo missed another penalty. So they missed 2 penalties and won 3-1. So yeah, a good result in there for us.
Wow.
It would have been, I mean, they were paid out 365 wise anyway, but it's nice to convert one of your penalties that you've been scoring. So yeah, an outsider win for me, and that led us on to Chris and his outsider.
Yeah, so we're still in Netherlands. We had AZ Alkmaar against Ajax. AZ won at 19-10. And yeah, it was yet another early payout. They went 2-0 up with Vangelis Pavlidis scoring the first goal. He's an absolute machine this season. We got the early payout, and then Ajax got a wee consolation goal in the 73rd minute to end 2-1. But yeah, very pleased with it. Good result.
ET outsiders.
Super.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, superb work, guys. I did not help this week in quite comical fashion, but yeah, that's tremendous. 2 out of 3 outsiders, always good. Can't complain with that. Superb performance. On to the charity picks then. And again, I did not get my charity pick in, although much like the value, this was a lot closer than 5-0. Our FC Copenhagen is away at Aarhus at 13-10. And the game ended 1-1, so missed out on that, taking the away win. Shame, because they had 66% of the possession and 5 shots on target. Aarhus scored with their 1 shot on target. Yeah. So a little bit unlucky, but yeah, no charity pick for me. And 1 out of 4 this week, which is a must-do better on the report card.
And the Copenhagen one was such salt in the wound as well, because that was Sunday night, wasn't it?
It was the last game.
And you get, you know, a 93rd minute notification. Oh, they've got an equaliser, you know. Could the comeback be on? They really should deserve the win here. 95 minute notification. Oh, is this it? Red card. Awful. I got two end of the weekend.
I've got 2 notifications for Copenhagen goals in stoppage time. Mm. It really confused me. So I don't know if like they managed to put the ball in the net and it was disallowed, or if the Bet365 guy pressed the button twice.
Yeah,
I don't know. But no joy. G-Man.
Yes. So my charity was my blemish this week. And this was Airdrie versus Air. Air won this game 2-1 away from home at the odds of 21-10. So they were rank outsiders to do so. Weird game. Both teams 50-50 possession. Pretty similar shots on target. Air having 2 more. Air just had the ball in the net 4 times. Very, very simple and effective way to win a game. I watched the highlights back of this because of Sports Scene and because the Airdrie have a very, very good upload schedule on this as well. Not much game of note. There was a reporter, can't remember who it was on Twitter to call the guy out, but he was talking about who posts their highlights first, and Airdrie are one of the first teams to do it every week. I wonder if their stadium, they've got really good setup for it, but Airdrie and Livingston, both as well. Anyway, Airdrie did not win this game. Disappointing one, because I really like this pick. Airdrie have been playing some really, really good football, and Air haven't been very good, but yeah, not to be for a 4-4. So no charity for me. So Chris, how did you round out the final pick of you had?
I seem to be the only guy that likes charities, I guess, but you know. We had Galatasaray, Antalya Sport, who I still can't pronounce right. Galatasaray won at 3-5. If this was an early payout market, which I don't believe it is, it would have been a 4th early payout. 2-0, easy stuff. Icardi once again getting a goal. The only thing that didn't really come in was, I'd said, you know, historically there's red cards in this game and that didn't come in, but I wasn't an official tip. Just won that in the record. I was just an aside. But while we're talking about other official tips, I'd just like to say the 2 asides for the patrons also came in for me. So I had a 6-for-6.
Yeah, pick. Your middle section picks.
Yeah, we had Linfield against Glentoran. Linfield with a comfy 2-0 win. They're just doing fantastic this year, but I wouldn't back them this week because the team they're against, they've got a lot of momentum on their side. And Barcelona against Granada, who initially were one of my contentions for banker, and then at the last minute I decided, no, this is going to be a score draw, back both teams to score, and it ended 2-each. So
that's good feel you had there, Chris, considering I killed one of your other hackers with my middle section pick of Tromso, who...
Yeah.
We lost to Alice 8-1. Allison, bottom of the league, Norwegian elite season. So, disappointment for me on that one, because I'd also taken Tromso in almost everything I'd done because they were fucking 1-3. So,
and they were on my initial list, and I ditched them. So it's just one of those weeks where you just have premonitions. You're like, nope, avoid that, avoid this. So,
great week, Chris.
Great work. Really good week, Chris. A 4 out of 4 in the guest spot is tremendous. Gordo, great week from yourself with the 3 out of 4. As I say, just 1 out of 4 for me. So not ideal, but plenty of room for improvement. We have a Facebook group that I've been getting a lot of stick on today. So do come along and join that conversation. Thanks to everyone who's getting involved, both positively and negatively. Always good. But you can also give something back to the show, back to the podcast, and support us by becoming a member of the Trampled Bet Club on Patreon for around £6 a month. Just go to tramplebet.com. All the links, all the details are there. As a patron member, you get the early release video podcast of this. So as soon as we're finished recording, Gordo uploads it. A special middle section that's about to come up with some extra picks. And Chris alluded to his two winners in the midsection there. So that's patron-only content. You also get all the podcast picks written down every week in a handy cheat sheet format as well. So you don't need to remember the picks from the show that you liked. Really appreciate everyone that's joined us on Patreon already, but there's loads of room for loads more. So please do come and be a part of the Trample Bet Club. Okie doke, we're going to head to that midsection right now. If you're listening to us on the Sports Social Podcast Network or through any of the normal podcast channels, you'll get a short ad break, but we'll see you after that.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, October 21st, 2023. Same format as always for those new to the show. You get a banker pick from each of us, a value pick from each of us, an outsider pick from each of us, and then we get a charity pick from each of us that we combine as a treble. £10 of our own money. This week it's Gordo's, which seems really harsh that it's switching.
Them's the breaks.
Them's the breaks. They're the rules. £10 of Gordon's money on that treble. And if it comes in, we send it to charity and announce it on next week's show. So let's get in about these bankers. So banker pick, this is something that we think is pretty much a lock, pretty safe. You can put it on all your ACCAs. It will boost the odds and you don't really have to worry about it losing. I am breaking Gordon's rule.
2-1 banker.
No. You like your bankers to be under 1-2, don't you?
I do.
So I am also slightly higher than that, but I think this is a good pick. It breaks all the rules. It breaks Dave Greenfield's early kickoff. This is so early. This is Friday at 6 p.m. in the Danish Superliga for Villa versus Silkeborg. And the away win for Silkeborg is currently 6-11 on Bet365. So slightly higher than 1-2. Big odds. For a banker pick. We're 11 games in to the Danish Superliga. We've got a decent idea now of how the league looks this year and how it might shake out. Silkeborg, right up the top of it, they're in third spot, 22 points from their 11 matches, scored 21 goals, conceded 9. Villa are dead last. So for those new to the podcast, Villa is spelled H-V-I-D-O-V-R-E. Right, so if you're Vidovre. Essentially, if you were phonetically doing it in English, just in case you're trying to find the game. That team, Villa, dead last. They've got 3 points all season from their 11 matches. Worse is they've only scored 4 goals, but conceded a league-high 20. Silkeborg currently top of the 5-game form table for the entire league with 12 points from their last 5 matches. Villa, obviously, right down at the bottom, just the 1 point from their last 5 games. The teams have played 7 times since 2018. Silkeborg have won them all. 7 out of 7. Everything that I've just said points this to being like the bankerest banker of all time. And they're massive odds of 6-11. I really like it.
Cool.
Big price.
6-11. I mean, it's fine in there. I don't mind people breaking the rules as long as they win. That's the key rule breaking. There's nothing worse than an outsider at like 19-10 that was.
It's not broken it by that much. It's not broken it by that. And these rules are just rules that you arbitrarily made without telling anyone. So
I think these are good rules. Yeah, okay, that's absolutely fine. I have a banker that's within regulation, and my picks go in chronological order. For all weekend. So this was the first game of the weekend for me, but not the first game of the weekend overall, because Andy's game is 1.5 hours earlier. So this is Friday night special, Dortmund versus Werder Bremen, and I'll be taking Dortmund at home at 1-3. Dortmund have started the season pretty well here. They're sitting in fourth place behind Bayern, Stuttgart and Leverkusen in there, 2 points behind. They play against a wee bit of a sorry Bremen team who have taken 6 points from their 7 games here. If you look at the kind of teams Bremen have lost against, this is where the concern comes in. Losing to Hoffenheim, Darmstadt and Heidenheim suggests to me that this season may be the one that they head on down. On the other hand, if you look at last season Bremen nearly got relegated anyway. They were only 2 points off the relegation zone and there was 3 teams below them. It just so happened that everyone had about 36 points. Dortmund, on the other hand, have been playing against tougher teams and have been getting decent results. They beat Hoffenheim away 3-1. They beat Wolfsburg 1-0. They beat Union Berlin, who were excellent last season, 4-2. And they had a draw in there 0-0. And this was the AC Milan game when they were playing the Champions League. I just think Dortmund have enough to beat Bremen here. Bremen concede a lot of goals as well as scoring quite a bit of goals. Like they've scored 2 in quite a lot of their games they've played in. But that's the kind of team that Dortmund would quite like to play against. Like, I don't mind this game being like 5-3 as long as they go 2-0 up to start with. So a Dortmund win for me, 1-3. Chris, what's your Friday night game about if we're doing these in chronological order at 9 p.m.?
Well, unfortunately, mine's is not Friday night. We are now on Saturday night. Stop me if you've heard this one before. We're in the Netherlands and we're going to be back in AZ Alkmaar.
Oh.
Who are facing off against Heerenveen. And yeah, pretty funny that last time the outsiders are now the bankers. Odds of 3-10 for the straight win. You're looking at AZ, who are second top of the table and have an absolute goal scoring machine in the squad. The visiting team are sitting 2 wins, 1 draw, 5 losses, -8 goal difference. In the meet-up between the two teams, going back 20 games, they haven't managed to keep a clean sheet. Now, a wee bit more recently, yeah, in April there was a 1-1 draw between them. But last season, the two teams were a lot closer on standard than they are this season. AZ are just heads and shoulders above them now. So, yeah, should be a pretty easy win, hopefully. Hopefully another early payout.
Sounds good, mate. That's AZ as well. And the Wizard of Oz strikes again then. Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, we can go with
banker
that.
Banker in here.
Yeah, although, you know, a wee bit nervous of yours to a Friday night and we have to wait a whole day for mine, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's what's actually happening though, Chris, and it's not just knackered after Friday. So that's actually the spot we want. So that's wins for Silkeborg, Borussia Dortmund and AZ Alkmaar. Odds of 1.75 to 1 if you were to combine the three. So pretty decent. Getting up there near that 2-1 mark. On to the value picks then. And this is a wee bit heftier in price than the bankers. Obviously more risk involved with these picks. But we think that the chances of it happening are better than the odds that the bookies have priced it up at. For my value pick, it's Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Championship for Partick Thistle versus Dundee United. I am going to continue to back Dundee United if they are better than even money in this league against any team. They're the odds on, well, just over even money favourites at the beginning of the season to win this league, because they're the team that dropped down from the Championship last year, very well supported, a lot bigger budget than the rest of the teams, and they should come straight back up. That was the thinking, certainly from the bookies. So they're currently top of the table. Partick Thistle, they're good. They were the second favourites at the beginning of the season at around 6-1 to win the league. They're currently third place. Dundee United, 18 points from 8 matches. Thistle on 14 points. Both teams have scored 17 goals. United conceding only four, Thistle conceding more than double that, nine goals. United have been very good away from home, and they will take a large crowd to Glasgow for this game, helped by me taking just like a load of folk I know that aren't even necessarily done to United fans. So we've played four away games and taken 10 points, scoring nine goals, conceding just the one. Partick Thistle haven't been great at home. They've played four home games and only managed 7 points from them. Scored eight times, but conceded six. So, you know, that's not exactly brilliant. I've said it at the beginning, I'll say it again now. If you're getting better than evens and Dundee United in the league, you'll be fine over the long run, I reckon, if you take it. And 11-8 is about as big as you're going to get. So that's too big a price for me not to see loads of value in it, even though they are my own team, and you probably shouldn't back your own team, but hey-ho.
If it does help, I know you'll be absolutely blazing with about 15 of our colleagues at this game. So that is very helpful, I'm sure, for if you would like to. Is it the live game on Friday night? Is it live? It's not.
No,
this is Saturday.
Saturday, 3 p.m.
Right, okay, that's
so
fine.
Gordon's already mentioned there. I've got colleagues coming over from the States. So, you know, how do you show them a good time? Take them to Mary Hill, don't you? For some Scottish Championship football and pre-game drinks in Munn's Vaults, a pub that hasn't been touched since the 70s. And I don't even mean in terms of renovation. I mean with like a cloth.
I mean, it'll be good. It'll be good experience. It's character building. So
great fun.
It's a true Scottish experience, not as fake touristy crap.
Exactly. Get yourselves into Munn's Vaults. So this podcast is brought to you by Munsbot. I think that's a good pick this week, Andy. I don't actually have a quarrel with Dundee United in this instance because they're 11-8. So,
The price is good.
Yeah. Do you know where else the price is good? In a much more glamorous, but equally as previously painful to you setting. I am taking Atletico Madrid to beat Celta Vigo away from home. Atletico Madrid versus Celta Vigo. And yeah, Atletico Madrid are having a bit of a renaissance again this year. At the start of the season, they talked about your man being punted out and this being his last season. But it seems to be the consensus now that he's actually going to stay. And he signed a new contract or something here. But yeah, obviously talismanic manager in there for Atletico Madrid and one of the longest tenures they have. But the interesting thing to talk about in this game is Atletico Madrid have been really, really good over the last five games, beating Sociedad, Feyenoord in the Champions League, Atletico, they've beaten Cadiz, Osasuna and Real Madrid over this stretch. Contrast that with Celta Vigo, who've got two draws against really shabby opposition, one of which the team went down to 10 men and they couldn't capitalise in a full half, the other of which are Alaves, who are recently promoted over the last few years. They lost to Barcelona, they lost to Mallorca at home, and they lost to Las Palmas, who were promoted last season. So I think it's a good spot to be taking Atletico Madrid. You can also get Atletico Madrid at a very appealing price of 11-10 to be involved in this. So I'm pretty sure Chris has some kind of feeling on this game, because I'm as a man who watches a lot of Spanish football here. He was giving me a lot of nods, which was good. Well, oh, Andy, yeah, Andy actually exited
I just completely agree with the pick. I think it's fantastic. Yeah, and the last time they met up as well, Atletico won it, even though we were down to 10 men. So yeah. You know,
it's the last three meetings away from home. Atletico Madrid have won this game as well. So I'm buzzing about that. But that's, as I said, chronologically my second game. So this is 8 o'clock on Saturday night. So cool. Chris, who you got?
So, we're going to have a similar theme. We're staying in the Spanish La Liga, except we're going to roll it back a couple hours. This is 5:30 on Saturday. It's Real Madrid at Sevilla. Real to win is just under 9-10, I believe. I think it's down to 17-20 now, which, you know, isn't odds that I would normally like for a value. I'd prefer it to be over evens, but I still think it's ridiculous odds for the game. Real, top of the table, 8 wins, 1 loss. Sevilla languishing 14th place, 2-2-4, four losses, barely scraping by with a +1 goal difference, coming off an absolutely awful season last year and don't seem to be improving much this year. Head-to-head, usually both teams to score, So it might be an interesting wee aside if people want to get the value up a wee bit. But Real Madrid have been coming out on top in all their recent clashes. Only thing I can guess is the odds are this high because Sevilla are the home team and maybe a bit of an international hangover, but I see no reason why this wouldn't be a cakewalk and why this shouldn't be like banker style odds. So yeah, that's what I'm going for, Real Madrid.
Nice one.
Okay, dope. So two Madrids, double Madrid in the value slot.
Double Madrid. And
love it.
The local Madrid.
And the local Madrid of Dundee United.
Local Madrid. Is that the thing? It's the...
If you were to combine those picks together then, so it's for Dundee United, Atletico Madrid and Real Madrid. So that's three away wins in the value slot this week. Odds would be 8.22-1. No early payout in the Scottish Championship. Just bear that in mind, but hopefully that won't be an issue. On to the outsiders then, where the show has done very well, despite my horrendous result last week. The show still did really well last week, but over the past couple of seasons, this has been a real moneymaker for us. My outsider, Saturday, 3 p.m. in the Scottish Premiership for the tantalising prospect of Kilmarnock versus Livingston. We're eight games into the Premiership season now. Livingston have 10 points, Kilmarnock have 7. Both teams have scored 8 goals. Livy have conceded 12. Kelly have conceded 11. So pretty damn similar. Kelly have taken 4 of their points at home. Livy have taken 4 of their points away from home. 3 of Kelly's last 5 league games have been draws. 3 of Livy's last 5 league games have also been draws. Kilmarnock usually have a bit of a home field advantage as they play on a plastic pitch. Livingston also play in a plastic pitch. There's just too much the same here. I'm taking a draw at odds of 13-5.
I would like to just bring to the podcast here, I'm not going to start my pick yet, right? But I think this is the best pick that Andy has ever brought to the podcast, right? And I say this because Kilmarnock-Livingston is the drawiest of draws. So I looked at this game as well as being a draw. So Andy sent his picks in last for this week, right? And I looked at this game being a draw. But it was one of those ones where you ever look at a pick and like too much goes the way of some. You're like, I have to be getting fucked somehow in this one. Like this, yeah. they can't all be pointing at a draw here. And I'm sure I've actually backed Kelly Livy as a draw last season as well and got burnt with it.
Do you have your phone to hand to quickly pull up this game and look at the head-to-head? Look at the previous results between the two teams.
Yeah.
So this is the only bit that doesn't work.
Yeah. So let me just go.
There are no draws, man. Yeah. They're all like
Kelly. Pretty much most Kelly.
There's a 0-0 draw back in 2018.
There is.
Yeah,
there
but
is.
That's a lot of iterations ago.
Yes. Because
they play each other all the time.
Yes.
So that's about 20 games ago. Yeah, that's the only thing. But most games are only decided by one goal.
Yeah, there's not much between them. But I think it's a great pick. I really, really do. Because I looked at that game, immediately was like, draw. And then just moved on. So because I'd already found my outsider here, and I was really happy with my outsider, which incidentally is also a draw, unsurprisingly for regular show listeners. And do you think this is the best away trip in Spain? This is Las Palmas at home to Rayo Vallecano here. Do you think people are like, yes, Gran Canaria away? That must be pretty class if you like the boys from Vallecano. So yeah, I'm taking this game as a draw. Two teams who have started the season pretty well for their standards. So Las Palmas got promoted last season. They're up in 10th. They've taken 11 points from their 9 games. Rayo Vallecano are in 7th, taking 13 points from their 9 games. I backed Vallecano a couple of weeks ago to be a draw. It was when they played against, I think it was Mallorca, when they scored 90 plus 12 for me to get my outsider hint here. They've drawn 4 of the last 5 games. There is no rhyme or reason to the teams that they're playing against. It's not as if they're all at the bottom of the table or at the top. They drew against Sevilla, they drew against Mallorca, they drew against Cadiz, they drew against Villarreal. So if you look at the head-to-head between these two teams, the last 2 games when played at Las Palmas have been 1-each draws. if you look at Rayo Vallecano's, Las Palmas' home forms, they've drawn two out of their last five games in here. But the games they haven't drawn have all been decided by one goal. So it was two wins against Celta Vigo and Granada and one loss to Espanyol in here. So even their historical fixtures, if you look at the last five games, which do stretch back to 2010, they've all been, if they weren't a draw, they were within one goal. So I'm pretty confident that this one ended up a draw, and you can get 21-10 to do so. So consider it the Livy Kelly of the La Liga card this weekend. I'm sure the commentators will be bringing that up throughout. So, Chris, which game are you bringing that's reminiscent of Livy Kelly?
So, you guys and your draws. I'm now looking at this like, this is going to be a draw. we're now on Friday night for me.
Hey.
We're at the Republic of Ireland Premier Division.
Ooh.
We have St. Patrick's Athletic at Bohemians Dublin. And I'm going for St. Patrick's Athletic to win at 3-1. Now, little caveat, this isn't a league that I actively follow, but I stumbled across this and I'm like, what is going on here? So St. Patrick's been on a great run. They're third in the league. They've won 17 of their 32 games, plus 19 goal difference. A recent loss, perhaps the result of two players being suspended. There seems to be a ton of red cards in this league. So if you like fighting, I think this is one for you to watch.
Friday nights are made for fighting. Is that not Thin Lizzy already? Is that?
But it was Saturday nights all right for fighting. Well, I guess my music taste is just a bit gear.
So they are facing Bohemians, who seem very similar but slightly worse. So they've only got 15 wins. They're being buoyed up in the league with a bunch of draws. They've only got a plus 13 goal difference compared to St. Patrick's plus 19. Both teams are fighting in a league that is coming to its end. It's wrapping up. They're both determined to stay in the top four, because I believe that's when you get European consideration. And they're also both facing each other in a cup final in a month. So really, two teams that are really quite close, not all that separating them. I can't see anything really that's kind of separating why this isn't like a 50-50. No major injuries, no suspensions. Both teams have been well rested over an international break. Head-to-head, the last three games have been a draw, a win and a loss apiece. But before that, you've then got three St. Patrick's wins in a row. I just can't see why the bookies have Bohemians as such a massive favourite. So for 3-1 underdog in what I think is at worst a 50-50 game, but I would give a slight edge to St. Patrick's, I'm backing St. Patrick's on this. And also, like I said about the red cards in the last couple of games, there's been three red cards in this matchup. And across the league, there just seems to be a ton of red cards. So I'm also probably going to put a side bet on that as well.
I mean, yeah, Chris, the I have, like, it's rare to find a league where I know, or both, I know nothing. Like, nil, nothing. Like, outside of, apart from naming Conference League teams that I know they've played in, I think I'd have more to offer in the Welsh League than this. Like
Airbus,
TNS, Total Network Solutions.
Total Network Solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If there's a listener that knows something more here, feel free to speak up. But I've researched it, I've watched some clips of previous games. I just don't see why they're such massive underdogs.
So, this is a weird thing. And I don't know if the same thing goes on in your head. They're playing again, St. Patrick's. They have a game on Monday at home to Sligo Rovers, right? And playing on Friday and Monday seems incredibly congested. But it's no different to playing on a Wednesday and then a Saturday.
No.
Like, but in my head, seeing that they've got a fixture on Friday and a fixture on Monday, it seems like it's two fixtures on the one weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's the same weekend. Yeah,
yeah, no, but it's quite a regular split. So that's the, okay, I like it. I'm surprised Gordon isn't hitting out with some chat about why don't you pick a draw if you think it's a 50-50. That's usually the bullshit I get.
I was waiting on that when I saw you two both had draws in this slot. I was like, oh, here we go. But
I mean,
no, I just think
he did go 4 out of 4. So I'm not going to be asking questions. Like he technically 6 out of 6, actually, not even 4 out of 4. So impunity this week. We'll see what happens.
St. Patrick's Athletic. It sounds like a Glasgow primary school team.
Yeah.
It's at Rocks.
But there we go. They're the outsiders. So a draw between Kilmarnock and Livingston, a draw between Las Palmas and Rayo Vallecano, and a win for St. Patrick's Athletic away at Bohemians Dublin. If you were wanting to combine that as some sort of treble, it's 43.64-1. Surprisingly, no draws, no early payouts for draws. And there's, would you imagine that's not an early payout league, Chris?
Imagine though you did get an early payout for draws. That'd be amazing. 20th minute, still nothing each. Here you go. Well done.
They should do that if it's still a draw at 90. Regulation time.
No, I hate regulation time for that one. All the outsider wins I've had recently have been like 90 plus something has been the second goal. So yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's not an early loss, it's an early payout.
Yeah. Fair.
So there we go. Outsiders, hopefully better than the 2 out of 3 last week was good. So let's try and do 3 out of 3 this week. Okay, on to the charity bet then, which Gordon will be backing this week. £10 of trample bet money. On a pick from each of us combined as a treble, and should we get any returns, they all go to a charity that we'll announce on next week's show. Now, if you thought my banker at 6 p.m. On Friday night was early, this is even earlier. This is Friday morning at 11:30 a.m. for a pick that Gordon's going to absolutely hate as the Urawa Red Diamonds take on Kashiwa Reysol. And Urawa, the home win for them here is just under even money at odds of 4-5. So Chris is shaking his head. I don't know why he's shaking his head, but he's shaking his head. The J-League season is 29 games in, so we've got a big sample size to look at compared to European leagues. Urawa are third in the league, right? They're right up the top of this league with 50 points. Kashiwa are third bottom. They are 16th. With 29 points. Now, Kashiwa have hit some form of late to pull away from the very bottom of the league. They've taken 10 points from the last 5 games, which seems really impressive. But Urawa have taken 9 points from their last 5. They still remain steady. They're still very much in the hunt for the title. The last 2 seasons the side met at Urawa's ground, Urawa won both times, 5-1 in 2021 and 4-1 last season in 2022. So they batter them. A recent bit of form from Kashiwa, I don't think merits the third best team in the league being almost even money here. So a win for the Urawa Red Diamonds is my charity pick this week. I got a wee bit of stick on Facebook from Joey saying that he thinks I only know 4 teams and Urawa are one of them. The last time I backed Urawa was May 13th, 2023, at home against Gambo Osaka, odds of 10-11, and they won 3-1. Right, so that's pretty decent. The time before that was over a year ago. I've picked Urawa once in the last year. Once.
I love that you've done the research on that. That's fantastic.
Yeah. The thing,
yeah. Once, and they won!
I think our problem with Urawa, right, is that we know you're always thinking about backing them, right? It's not that you're backing them all the time, right? It's that you're always like, oh, maybe this is Urawa's week, right? You get no connection to this team, right? There's no reason to do this to yourself every week, right?
I do this podcast every week.
Trying to
once in a year, and they were a winner, a 3-1 early payout winner.
I'm only shaking my head because it's one of those ones, like Gordon was saying, like sometimes you're like, it's too good, you know? Like, yeah, top of the table versus bottom of the table, massive odds in the charity spot. I'm just like, there's something here.
Well, we'll know nice and early. We'll know at lunchtime on Friday.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. It's like the first match of the week.
Yeah. I don't even, Chris, you say the first match of the weekend, right? It might be the last match of the midweek.
The preamble.
This is so preamble. But yeah, it's, I hate just this pick, just because of just the way that these things are brought here. But it's fine, because I guess it gives us ample opportunity. It's not as if we haven't warned listeners of the potential in this, right? Like, there's a lot of good things about it.
Sometimes teams lose football games.
Bodies come to Andy's defense here.
There's nothing logically I can take away from the pick. It's a good pick.
So
the thing is, I'm playing with fire because I knew the reaction this would get. from my esteemed co-hosts. So I'll live and die by this one. We'll see on Friday lunchtime if there's a load of activity on the Facebook group.
We'll see if there's 53 red diamonds being sent.
Yes. That's what he's hoping for. So yeah, I'll talk a bit more sensibly in this one. So this is as opposite of Andy's as it gets, because this is Sunday at 4 p.m. So we really are moving away from the weekend here. We're almost at the start of a new week. This is Rosenborg at home to Stabæk, and I'll be taking Rosenborg in this spot at 6-7 on Bet365. So if you look at the two teams in the table, they're not really that far away from each other. Rosenborg in ninth with 29 points. Stabæk in the relegation zone on 23 points through their 24 games. However, if you look at Rosenborg's home form of recent, it's been really good. They got a draw against Bodo Glimt. They beat Alisson 4-0. They beat Hearts 2-1 in either the Europa League or the Europa Conference League. I can't remember if that was a qualifying or not, but they've beaten ODD at home as well here. Stabæk, on the other hand, have had a terrible run of form over the last five games, drawing 1-1 with Alisson, formerly mentioned for being very bad at football, and then losing four games on the spin before that to Stromgasset, Viking, ODD, and HamKam. They've lost all of these games away from home here. They're a team that might survive this season by winning at home. This is not when they're going to be picking up their points here. The historical form between the two teams, they've been in the same division quite a bit. There's been three draws and two Rosenborg wins in here. So Stabæk haven't had a win in this game in the past five here. If you look at their past 10 away games, there's two draws and eight losses. So just not very good away from home here. So I'm going to be taking Rosenborg at home. And you'll get them at 6-7 to do so. So yes, Rosenborg. Chris, how will you round out this weekend's podcast?
Well, I feel like I'm really letting down my image of being a high odds maverick compared to your two charity picks.
What image is this, Chris? Is this your 3-5 charity slot pick from last week? They built up this image.
No, this is just in general. Yeah, so we've basically got a banker here in the charity pick. We've got Saturday, 5:30, German Bundesliga, Bayern Munich at Mainz, Bayern Munich to win 3-10. Doesn't really need a lot of explanation, but Bayern are Bayern. They're only third in the league at the moment they're only third in the league, but they haven't suffered a defeat. Their two draws came against Leipzig and Leverkusen, so not the worst teams to draw against. Mainz are second bottom of the week, haven't celebrated a win yet, have two draws, five losses, a massive negative 13 goal difference. Bayern do come with a couple of question marks. Kimmich and a couple of defenders are dealing with minor injuries. But even slightly handicapped, they should be walking all over this game. And in fairness, Mainz don't do too badly in head-to-head historically, which is why this is in the charity spot rather than a outright banker for me. But yeah. Bayern Munich, 3-10.
Yeah, I looked at this as a potential banker. This was the pick in the midsection where I was saying I've got one of Chris's picks. It was Bayern. I was maybe going to take them as a banker. Yeah, good reasoning to do so.
Awesome. So that is a charity treble of the Urawa Red Diamonds, Rosenborg, and Bayern Munich. A game on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we'll spread this right across the week. And our £10 on Bet365 would turn into £44.45. So hopefully we're announcing that that's going to charity next weekend. Okie doke, gents. I think that is us. I think that's another good show in the bag. Hopefully we hit the mega. Didn't have time to price that up, but one day we'll hit 12 of 12. I just need my outsider not to get beat 5-0.
You know, we just need to find a market. We just need to find a market where the only possible outcome is us winning.
Aye, and it's priced at 2-1 per shot. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Joey, get on that, mate. Find some more regular time bets we can do. Great show, guys. Thank you very much, as always. To all our listeners, thank you very much for listening. To all our patrons, thank you very much for supporting the show. If you fancy getting involved, join the Facebook group. Just search Trample Bet Podcast, free to join. Be a part of the conversation and get involved in some chat on Friday morning about the Urawa Red Diamonds game, which is probably going to be live on the J-League's YouTube channel, which is a fantastic channel. They show 4 or 5 games a week live. So something to do on Friday morning if you're free at around 11 o'clock. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be some fallout for that if they do not get 3 more points. It might be quite good fun. And also you can check tramplebet.com. That's our website. You can find a link to join up as a patron and get access to the cheat sheet, so all these picks are written down. Gordo, Chris, anything else to add before we wrap things up?
Nothing.
Awesome. Thank you very much for your time. Really appreciated, as always. Good luck, everyone, for your bets this weekend, and we shall see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye. Cheers.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.